Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Body Bags with Joseph Scott Morgan. Relative to Eliza Fletcher's case, new details have arisen. We want to discuss those. Joining me right now is Jackie Howard, executive producer for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Jackie, we've had a few things that have kind of popped up on our radar relative to the disappearance of Eliza Fletcher, and I just want to touch base with those very briefly in an update for Body Bags. What are we looking at right now?
Eliza Fletcher went missing after going jogging on Friday morning. She did not return, and the search began for this 34-year-old heiress and teacher. The first things that were checked in the investigation for this mom was local CCTV. What does that show us, Joe?
Of note, what came out on CCTV is this image, kind of grainy, of a GMC Terrain, which is a midsize SUV. And according to the authorities, they were able to pick up on what appeared to be Miss Fletcher being violently moved into this vehicle. And then after a short period of time, the vehicle left out of view. The vehicle has been found. The ownership has come back to a local man in Memphis. And relative to that vehicle, she was in there. There's a couple of things that we need to think of. First off, anytime you're inside of a motor vehicle like this and you're talking about a death investigation, one of the things you're going to look for are bits of trace evidence, particularly as they arise from carpet fibers. And if the seats in the vehicle are not leather, for instance, or some form of leather like a vinyl, if they are woven as well, you can get fabric off of the seats, and that will attach itself to the human remains. Now, they have, we understand, at this point in time, recovered remains, the remains of Eliza Fletcher, just a very short distance away from where, first off, the vehicle was found and where the suspect resided. And additionally, the police have also recovered a dumpster that was immediately adjacent to the apartment complex where this person of interest resided. So you've got a lot of trace evidence that they're going to be going through. And I think one of the biggest tells that I've seen on the news is the fact that you can see them flatbedding away this dumpster. And that gives me an indication that they're going to take this thing back to the impound yard, and possibly if they have an evidence garage there in Memphis, and they're going to piece by piece take out everything that is contained within this dumpster. It's filthy, dirty work, but you have to cover everything in there. Allegedly, what has been stated is that the suspect may have been witnessed cleaning this GMC Terrain vehicle and perhaps throwing away the remnant of what he had cleaned up into this dumpster. His clothing may be involved in this as well, which means that you can have trace evidence from any person that was in that vehicle back on the alleged perpetrator's person. What's also going to be key is any kind of remnant that is left behind on the body of the deceased that they've recovered in this wooded area. Any kind of transfer evidence relative to body fluids, certainly any kind of fiber evidence, you have to be very, very careful with the body that's in this environment, because you don't know what has attached itself to the clothing, perhaps, or to the skin or the hair. So you have to make sure that when the body is handled, that you're going to be very careful not to lose any kind of trace evidence at all, because it will just fall away. As a matter of fact, you know, if you've got strong storms that are passing through, you've got strong winds that are passing through, anything can compromise the viability of the evidence. So they have to be very careful. And once the body is actually back at the morgue, they will probably spend as much time collecting trace evidence off of the body or where they suspect trace evidence might be as they will doing an actual autopsy. It just, you know, kind of balance that out in your mind, because they're trying to be so very careful in this case, because anything is a potential tie back. I mentioned fiber evidence, but there's also a potential for DNA evidence, which is, again, as we all know, very, very fragile. It has to be handled in a particular way. And they're going to have to really take their time with this case. I would anticipate that just the entirety of this examination will take several hours, more than likely.
We're seeing the advances in technology come to play here, too. Obviously, the video that captured her kidnapping, and it showed us that the vehicle, after she was forced inside, stayed in that location for about 4 minutes. But police also found a sandal nearby, and they immediately tested for DNA on the scene.
Yeah, isn't that something? I think what's so fascinating about it in this case, and it kind of gives you an idea from a technology standpoint where we are right now in 2022, as opposed to where we were even maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, because they were able to turn this around really, really quickly. The reason this individual that I have alluded to is a suspect is because they got hit on the DNA. They were able to tie that back to this individual almost immediately. And so that gives you an indication that somehow they were either able to get suspect DNA from the subject, or they were in a database. And, you know, immediately you begin to think, wow, that's that's mind-boggling because this all happened within 24 hours. And apparently in the struggle, that the sandal that you had mentioned is what's referred to as a slide, where it's not like a regular flip-flop. It's just kind of one of these things that you can slide your feet into. And this was left behind. They were able to get DNA off of this item. And that's a very, you know, it's a personal area. You know, you begin to think about your feet and the contact with skin cells that are sloughing off and sweat and anything else that's contained within those little nooks and crannies of that sandal. You slip your foot in there and immediately you're kind of populating that area with your DNA every time you slip your foot into that shoe wear. And so when the police collect this thing and they got this kind of identifier where they saw the vehicle at that location, they were able to recover that sandal that was apparently left behind and then tie it back to a specific individual is quite striking, I think.
You also have the fact that the phones, hers and the perpetrator's, were both linked to the same area at the same time. And then obviously we've got the vehicle with the plates.
Yeah. The plates are fine and great because they are a specific identifier, but the world that we live in now, with these digital signatures everywhere you go, and there's been a couple of these cases that have come up. I think most prominently, I think in my recent memory, the Gooch case out of New Mexico and Arizona, where we had the airman that had killed the young Mennonite woman. Those two phones were essentially traveling in tandem. And when you have a case where you have two individuals that have never had potentially any other contact before, prior to this, and their phones are kind of in the same location, they might be traveling in tandem, that's going to be a big tell for the investigators moving forward. I'm Joseph Scott Morgan, and this is Body Bags.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.